going to change your life forever. From the beginning of this year, January, February, we'll be having special prayers with the man of God. You know, during the prayer and fasting, 3 days prayer and fasting, monthly one, the man of God started something amazing. During the 3 days and fasting, in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon, or sometimes 1 p.m., sometimes even 1:30 p.m., we are with the man of God praying. Some of us, and not so many, but a number of us, for those 3 days, 6 a.m. So pastor till 12 or sometimes 1:30. Then when we are done, pastor now goes and then comes in the evening, and you all see pastor in the suits. But we have been with him for 6 hours praying. And he has released words. So what I'm talking to you right now, it's not because I want you to be involved in something. It's like what pastor talks about when he's talking about SPs. So people say, oh, pastor is saying it because he wants us to. It's no, because he knows what God told him. He knows what God told him, that what will happen to the currencies in the world, you understand, and why we need to have our own currency. He knows what God told him. And that's why he's the one that talks about, there's nobody that talks about SP like pastor. On the global stage for some years now, consistently. Now he has started a campaign, one SP's campaign by himself. Pastor has not done a financial campaign before. And someone that sits with the eyes of the Spirit would know it's beyond the money. It's the same thing with DSD. The Digital Saturation Day that began in December, the work we are doing with Rhapsody Influencers Network is a work of the Spirit. It's a work of the Spirit. It's not human work. It's not something we are just doing because we want to be doing it. We had DSD last month, which we are having one next week, and we are going to keep having throughout the year. So we say, why? Are we not distributing Rhapsody already? Are we not committed to distributing Rhapsody online already? So why must we have special days? It's the working of the Spirit. Because very soon, like I already said, the need will come for a coordinated team to release content that the Lord wants, the man of God wants, and the man of God is going to ask for us, and we should be ready. So that is why we're having this meeting. Are you ready? If you say you are the Rhapsody Influencers Network captain, or you are the DSD captain for your zone, for your nation, you are in that group. If you say you are the one, I would like to confirm if the DSD leaders in Congo are here. Congo, I sent you their details that time. There are two ladies, one of them. I want to know if they're. If you are from Congo, can you raise up your hand? Congo. Amy. Sister Amy here. Amy. Okay. Now, is this being recorded?
It's screen recording.
Okay, screen recording. All right. Now, if you are a DSD captain, because this meeting is for specific people, it's for the DSD captains for the zones, that is zonal captain, or you are the Rhapsody Influencers Network captain for your zone or for your group church, or for the nation, maybe DSD captain for the nation, or you are a command center coordinator, or you're a regional DSD head. Actually, for the command center leaders, this meeting is not for you, because we've had several meetings with you. We keep having meetings with you. But for the regional DSD captains, the zonal DSD captains, the national DSD captains, group DSD captains, this meeting is for you. And the Holy Spirit said we should have it for you to understand the importance of your role. If Pastor Chris calls today and said the Holy Spirit said that a certain information needs to go out to the whole world within the next 1 hour. Will you be ready? Now, when I say will you be ready, I don't mean will you be ready as an individual in the sense of, if pastor says everybody post this in the next 1 hour and you post. That's not it. It's not about you because you're a leader. So when you say, are you ready? That means, are you ready as a regional head? Are you ready as a zonal head? Are you ready as a national head? That is how you know you are ready. You will say, pastor, in my region that I'm managing, that you have given to me, I have 20 nations. If pastor says this, or everybody in 20 nations on social media are going to hear, because I have a structure. I have my leaders here. I have my members here. I have my team coordinators here. I have my assistants here. I have my structures. That's how it works. This one can reach 10 million. This one can reach this number. This one can reach this number. This one can reach this number. We have a community on Facebook. We have a community on this platform. We have a community on here. We have a community on Telegram. We are ready. Because social media is about numbers. It's about numbers. It's all about the numbers. How many workforce do you have with you? How many people are working with you? What kind of structure do you have? If you say you are the zonal head, okay, where is your zone? Okay, my zone is in Ghana. All right, great. How many people do you have in Ghana that are working with you strategically? Because you can have a lot of people working with you, but they don't have much. But strategically, how many? I have your structure. Do you understand? How strong is it? And you got to have your people on all the social media platforms. You say in Ghana, this is what they use the most. People like this platform the most. So we have this number of people that covers this place. And then we have the state in our zonal structure. We have at the group level. We have the church level. And then on social media, we have on each of the social media, we have our coordinators that are working with us. And each of them have their group. And every day, every month, we are recruiting more people. Last year, we were number. Now in this March, we have must increase by 50%. We have increased by 20%. Can you see? Can you give that kind of report? Because you're a workforce builder. You're a workforce mobilizer. That is the work. That is the work. And so sometimes people say that I'm the leader. Okay, a leader that does not have people is leading, that does not have a structure, it's a disorganized leader. But when it's required for war, when it's required for war, what's he going to do? This is why we're having DSD every month. We are preparing ourselves. So, some of you that were part of the 24 hours, amazing. Some of you are not even involved in it, and I was told. I got reports. And some of you are not involved in it at all. It is a training that will come handy. It's a training that will come handy. To look at the scriptures, when Gideon wanted to pick his men, he did not pick people that put their head inside the water and be drinking. He picked those that were drinking and they were still conscious. He picked people that were ready. If there's any noise, if there's anything, boom, they swing to action. How ready are you? What kind of structure do you have? What kind of teams do you have? How regularly do you meet with them? Do you have weekly meetings with them? Do you have monthly meetings with them? How are you increasing? From the last DSD, we said everyone, every team head, every command center, every regional, every zonal, every national should multiply. So if I have 100 active people, I must be 200 by the next DSD. If I have 1,000 active people, I must be 2,000 by the next DSD. Yes, sir. In my structure, in my leaders, and in my members, in my group. If I have this community on YouTube and I have 40 people that are subscribed and following me on this, I must have this number. If I have Telegram, have 85 people, they must become 170. If I have 500, that is intentional plan every month. So the target that we give to everybody is double. We say double this much, double before the next DSD, double before the next day. How do you double? It's very simple. Everybody there should add, bring one more person. That's the end. That's it. You have doubled. Then the key leaders, the key people that are most committed, They are the ones that say, you have to bring in 10 more people. You have to bring in 5. How do you get the people? That was the training that we were having. How do you get more people? To get more people is very easy. Through your digital distribution. And that's why we said the distribution this month is going to be different. Because through your digital distribution, just give me a moment. Praise the Lord. People that engage, so that you because who are the people that engage with you online? How do you engage people online? Who are those engaging with you online? Say, oh, online, when I share my rhapsody, oh, 15 people always comment. All those 15 people, have they become your leaders? Have you put them in a special group? Are you grooming them? Are you engaging them? Are you celebrating them? Are you working with them? Are you running some form of ads, even if it's $10, $5, $20, to bring in more traffic? You have to be intentional about the work. You got to be intentional about the work. You got to be intentional. So the very first thing I talked about is this. How ready you are? Are you ready? How ready you are? How is your leadership? How are you leading? Do you have a structure? Do you have a structure? Do you have regular meetings once a week or once in 2 weeks? Do you have regular meetings with your teams? One with the general crowd, one with one. You see, how many people have joined you? I was talking to he was telling me her routine on a daily basis. You know, she was telling her what she does every day in her team. So every day she adds value. I said that was beautiful. Apart from sharing the rhapsody of realities every day on our group. Do you understand? She has value. I think it's every day or every week. I think it's every Saturday or something. She has this special prayers and something, a special meeting she has with them. She said that she has about 100 leaders. We had a meeting the other day. She brought 100 people in the meeting. 100 in Brazil. She said these are leaders and they're in different parts of Brazil. Some of them are even in other nations. You understand? So she brought all of them. We trained them for TSD and all of that. You understand? She had a mission. She meets with them every week. They pray and they plan on what they're going to do for the month. This is what we're going to do for the month based on the instructions we give her and based on other things they want to do as well to expand their community, to expand their work and the influence of their work on social media. Can you see? So it's a very organized system. And that's why she has thousands of people in her groups. Some are on Telegram, some are on Facebook group, some are on some are on other platforms like that. So why am I saying these things? I'm saying these things because if you don't have this kind of structure, then you need to start. Because if you don't start, you have a title with no influence. You have a title with no influence. And it's not about the title. It's about what you are doing. I've seen people that will say that, you know, Pastor, I'm the zonal rep for DSD. I'm the zonal rep for Ring, but I don't have the support of the church. I used to wonder, when I hear such, I'll be wondering, support of the church. The church doesn't need to support anything. The members are busy. We have so many projects. They are not committed. So what? The internet is before you. The internet is before you.
The moment you have called DSC captain for this zone, DSC captain for this group, Rapture Influencer Sensor Coordinator for this zone, whatever the title is around ring, DSC, whichever one, the moment you don't need anybody, all you need is the Holy Spirit which you have inside you. Ah, are you giving me team? Okay, they give you team. All right. So what is the announcement? They said the announcement to the old churches, to the old zone. Praise God. Fantastic. You also take, okay, after the announcement, you tell them to call this number, they call that number. Fine. Okay, they did not send the announcements. Okay, they did not give you the cooperation. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? The internet. There are groups everywhere. People that love Pastor Chris, people that read Rhapsody every day on groups. Why are you not contacting them? Why are you not working with them? There are people out there that have challenges, trouble, depression. Do you understand? Why don't you reach out to them and solve their problem by getting them born again and bring them into your world? You just need to be just you. Just you. You begin to grow your community. We need to join large groups. Have we not told this? We say join large groups with millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people, open groups that allows you to post. And you start sharing your content. Share your content with your and everything. Do you understand? Some will DM you. If they don't DM you, what do? Change your quality of content. Maybe you're not writing what they want to see. You know, read your daily Rhapsody today. Not everybody will respond to that. That's not look, have you been seeing the graphics we have been doing for the daily Rhapsody app? What do? We bring us important, inspiring content from the Rhapsody for the day, and we use it to make graphics every day. That's what we have been doing. Do you understand how you can be happy, remove depression from your life? This one, we are getting it from Rhapsody, but we pick out a punchy line from Rhapsody of Realities. Do you understand? Never walk in ignorance. Some people say, what does that mean? So learn more. Click this link, or you can DM me. You can DM something like that. It's a new life altogether. Let his power flow you. You know. So we just pick out some words from the Rhapsody. There are some I've seen that I really, really like from the Rhapsody. Praise the Lord. Do you need direction? Look no further. This is so nice. Do you need direction? Look no further. Then we have walk in blessings only. These are the graphics we have been sending out. We've been sharing every day, daily articles for Rhapsody. Very beautiful graphics, which is inspiring. Love him, send me a DM. To love him, click this link. That's how people are going to be responding to you. They're going to start sending you DMs. Help me. I need help. I need this with them. Glory to God, because we have the solution to the world's human problems. Please, can you mute your mic? Adeyemi David, can you mute? We are the solution to the world's problems. We have the solution to the world's problems. That's who we are. So you help them. You pray with them. You understand? You encourage them. Even if it's only spending 30 minutes a day on such things, you check your DM. You have seen so many messages people have sent to you. These are people that now say, join my community, join this group for further inspiration. From there, 10 people, 50 people, 30 people, 80 people, 100 people, 200 people, they'll start joining. Every day you are committed to content that is relevant. You don't just say post Rhapsody for the day, the Rhapsody for the day finish. What are you doing? The power of Rhapsody is the content, not the name Rhapsody. It's the content inside. There's an angel called Rhapsody. So there's the content, inspired content by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So it's very important. Only blessings, what a life. I like this one. How many of you have been seeing this our daily Rhapsody posting? This e-cast we've been doing. How many of you have been seeing it? Can you just raise up your hands? Okay. How many of you have been seeing it? All right. Two people have raised up their hands. Do you share them? You should use them. You should share them. You should share them. You should share them. Your words are not empty. I'm favored. This is nice. Do you understand? So why did we do that? True worship. We did that because we want to engage people. God looks at your hearts. See? Really beautiful. Every day. We're going to love is our nature. I like this one. I wish you could see my phone. Love is our nature. The lady said, love is our nature. Very nice. Very nice. So, and we're not going to stop till the end of the year. We're not going to stop till the end of the year. We're going to do it every day, every day. And we're providing this content for you guys to use. Because it's supposed to create engagement. You're going to share it. You're going to use it. You understand? And then you can create your own. We're not telling you to use, only use what we have. No. Create your own. If you say, Pastor, I have something that's better than this, go ahead. But what gives engagement? What gives engagement? That makes everybody do it. That makes everybody be involved in it. That's what we are talking about. My brothers and sisters. So you can say, I'm the only one. I'm the zona rep. But you now say, because of my engagement, Pastor, in the past month, I've been able to get into my group 120 people. Wow. So what is the next stage? Do you get it now? 120 people. So when you post, who are those that comment? Oh, 18 of them comment. Ah, those are your leaders. Those are your leaders. You start DMing them, having meetings with them, talking to them, encouraging them, hi, their family, this one, out of loving them, giving them more, just and more content, more of God's word. You understand? Tell them to download the app. You understand? Use the study plan. Hi, their school, this kind of thing. Celebrate their birthday. Celebrate them. Celebrate those that are engaging more on your group. Things like that. These are your leaders. That's where you say, I stay in Spain. Oh, where do you stay? I stay in Namibia. Wow. Where do you stay? I stay. Even they are beyond your nation. They are beyond your zone. If you live in Namibia and love Jesus, DM me. You can start a campaign like that. Maybe your zone is in campaign. They didn't give you anybody. You are the only one. You do it. Have you not seen Brothers Val? I don't know, Brother Val. It's always, I mean, those of you that know Brother Val, KC Andrew. I mean, the kind of content he brings out. Huge, big, bold, unapologetic. That's why he's doing well. On social media. Big, bold, everyday, strong content. I expect you to be learning from it, actually. Some of you, I don't know if you see his content or follow him on King's Chat. Val Nzei, that's how his name is. Strong content. Very strong content. So why are you not copying them? Why are you not copying him? Why are you not copying? Do you live in New York? That's how he is. New York, because he lives in New York. You do live in New York. Special prayers for those in New York. And they came physically. The people came physically to the venue. No church member, not. They came from social media. They came. And that's why it's important to pray. Because when you speak in tongues, 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 any content that comes from you, whether it's a message, whether it's a video, whether it's graphics, you understand, it should be full of the power of God and to produce results. You speak in tongues a lot, speak in tongues a lot, a lot. Speak in tongues. So meditate on rhapsody. You understand? The content that comes from you will be full of power. So you can't say they don't give you some. So with this 120 people, 80 people that I've just said, 18 leaders, do you need it? So must don't give you somebody? No! You are the one that will come at me and say, Pastor, you know, because of the work I do like this, I started 28 sales in 40. Wow, Pastor, we need to have missions. You are coming. You are the one coming back. Don't come and collect those people from you. You are the one that raised them. You raised them. You brought them. But if you are saying, no, they didn't give me people. People are not for committed. What do you mean? Why should anybody give you anything? Did they give Jesus Christ anything? Jesus Christ came on the earth. The man, and as he is, so are we. Did God give Pastor Chris anything? Pastor Chris was called by God alone as a young boy. He went to get Reverend Tom. He went to get Pastor Ambrose. He went to get... They didn't give him anything. They didn't give him money. God did not give Pastor Chris money. He was a student. He was a small boy. God did not give him people. He went to get them by himself. All he gave him was the word. I live in Uganda. Right, I'm in Uganda. What did Pastor Chris give us when he sent me and my husband to Uganda? $0. Zero. We came to Uganda with $0. Okay, $500. Pastor Chris did not give us one kobo. One kobo. But now we have over going to 200 churches in 11 nations. Some of them are in South America. And the top partner in the ministry 2 years ago came from one of our churches. And we have been top 100 partners for the past 6-7 years now. 100 partners, pastors category. Top 100 partners. We've always had top 100 partners, pastors category. But we are sent to Uganda with what? $0. Zero people, zero nothing, zero. In fact, the training is the messages, because me, I wasn't a pastor. It was Brother Louis and I was Sister BC. I had my job, he had his business. We resigned from job, I resigned from business. We sold, pack everything. Holy Spirit said, sold it on the altar. We sold everything. We had only $500 and we came to a foreign country. We did not go to America or South Africa. We went to Uganda. Go to Uganda and check. What's the economy of Uganda? When you go to the airport, where you go in Uganda? Hey, it's me. Hey, my mother was crying. My father said, oh God, pastor, children. Wow, how can you do that? What did they do give to you? Where is the house I go to stay? We were on the floor, slept on the floor. The sitting room was the church. The bedroom was our house. We ate egg as meat for 1 year. I have never suffered in my life. The first time I suffered in my life was in Uganda. I never entered a bike in my life. The first time I entered a bike in my life, because I came from, you know, no car, no movement. Do you understand? And everything was in Uganda. I never suffered. I was the firstborn of my parents. Why am I telling you these things? Why didn't you come back? There was a time I wanted to come back. I said, no, we're not coming back. We're not coming back. Pastor Chris sent us. We have to be successful. All we need, we require. All we require, we have. And what do we have? The words. So if you are given a title, you are DSC, zona, you are ring, rhapsody, zona, or group, or regional, or national, whether it is your zona pastor, or your church pastor, or your group pastor, or we, the secretariat, the ring secretariat, or the DSC, give you a title, whether you're a volunteer to be doing this thing, whether you're a regional to do that, whether you're a commander, have a responsibility, and it's a calling from God. And God expects fruitfulness. He expects multiplication. Don't be like that servant that said, he gave me one talent. I went to hide it. Why did you hide it? Oh, because you're a very wicked man. You did not give me support. You're a very wicked man. You sow where you did not reap. You just sit down there and be giving me instructions. And then you give me, and just travel with your family and enjoy yourself. And you gave me only one talent. So I went to bury it in the ground. Now, did the servant do anything wrong, technically speaking? No. He didn't do anything wrong. He kept the money. He kept it. And put it in the ground. Kept it. He did not steal it. He did not use it. He did not lost it. Nothing. But what did the master say? And the master is God. Because when Jesus explained the parable, it was God. God is the master. So what did the master say? The master said, thou wicked. I have meditated on that scripture. I said, why would God call somebody that is not profitable wicked? The guy did not kill anybody. He did not steal anybody. He did not eat the money. He did not lose it. He was not even careless. He kept it. He even kept it very well. He so kept it. He kept it. Sealed it. No scratch. But in the mind of God, not being profitable is wickedness. If somebody said this in today's word, they say, that is a wicked boss. But that's what God, it's Bible. You all know the story, right? He said, that wicked and unprofitable servant. And not casting to outer darkness. Can you imagine? Punishment for not stealing. He didn't steal. Because it did not multiply. The Bible says we are the tree of righteousness. The planting of the Lord.
I was in Nigeria for 3 months from December, since I just came back a few years ago. I left my children. I have a young daughter. She's 11. I was in Nigeria for 3 months. Why? The work ministry. Because he's going to ask me about this work that I gave. It's not because I'm a staff. It's because I understand ministry. Because I was sent to Uganda 20 years ago. I understand ministry. Do you understand ministry? Champion Adam, Prosper Gemo, Emily Matthews, Clement Ndoko, Adeyemi David. Do you understand ministry? Because if you do, you will understand that every opportunity that is given to you is not the human beings around it. It is the Spirit of God. It's not MTN. It's not a bank. In the ministry, when you are given you a responsibility, you have to see it as an assignment from God. And because once you recognize it, then your positioning towards it will be different. Your relating with it will be different. You understand? And profits, growth, multiplication must happen. It has to happen. So when I said I wanted to talk to you, because the Holy Ghost said, talk to them. Because some of you really get it. Some of you have not gotten it. And you have to get it. By the time you have such results, say, Pastor, thank you so much for the opportunity. In the past 3 months, this was your assignment to give to me. See the results. See, even look at the people that I even started sell in Namibia, in this one. See them. They gathered it. Team families have gathered. Wow. Yes, Pastor, I would like to have a structure in the zone as well, so that they will give you, everything. Your zone pastor will answer everything. So when you say they don't answer because you are not divide and divide. Divide the same member. Members are in the church now. Go and bring new ones. That's what we are doing, online to physical. That's what we are doing, online to physical. Online to physical. Do you get me now? Online to physical. That's what Brother Trussard, Pastor Trussard is taking us to. Online to physical. And if you are at the RIN rally yesterday, I hope you were. If you are not there, go to the RIN website and go and watch the video. He spoke about it. Because this is the way we're going to be able to expand our groups. In the month of April or May, one of the two, may not be in April, maybe in May, or maybe in April, we are having a night of 1,000 impacts. So we are not saying impact something, just impact. Impacts. So it could be a crusade, it could be a conference, it could be a movie night, it could be any kind of event. And we have a small, medium, and large. The large is 1,000 and above people. Medium is around the range of 500. Then the small is below 100, maybe 10 to 100. So I have this group I created. DSD is coming. That's why DSD is going to be a bit different. You have to strictly plan. Command center managers here, zonal people here, regional people here, content nation leaders here, content that leads to engagement. People have to say something. We're not just keeping rhapsody. We want them to comment, want them to say something. So when they say something, we move them to our groups. That is the goal. We move them and we begin to engage them. Engage them, special something. You, oh, I'm in Tokyo. Tokyo, oh, yes, I saw your something. Thank you so much. Yes, and everything. Oh, we'd like to have you something. Can you gather your family and friends in your neighborhood? Oh, really? Yes, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Or we're going to show a movie. Or we're going to, whatever you want to say. Yeah, they will gather physically. Listen to me. Gathering. So I am the only one here in my house. In my own house, we are 8 people. My neighbors, there are 3, 4. Can you gather all of them together? How many is that? 10 people. Physical. In your house. Oh,
Oh, thank you, sir. You do it, Pastor Chris. I saw what you're doing. Oh, sir, something Pastor Chris has told us we have to do this one. Pastor Chris, we don't. And everything, sir. How big is your ministry? Oh, we're about 200. Well, hey, we are praying. We said prayer point for your ministry. And they, sir, we'd like to have a special something on so day and everything. Are you listening? Can you gather your members? Yes, somebody's greeting me. Who is that, please? Who is greeting me? All right. Listen, can you gather your members? Oh, we're just about 200. When will it be? It's going to be so. And oh, well, I can maybe 100. Oh, let's think about it. Let's plan about it. We're going to brand it. We're going to have t-shirt. We're going to have banner. And so some of them are ministers. A minister can get 100. And we can get more. Hey, Pastor, do you have other ministers that we can work? We can even get a bigger venue. Say, wow. Now, yes, we're going to be streaming live and all of that for Pastor Chris program. We can gather ministers and get a bigger place. Some of them we need financial assistance. We can help from the secretariat. So some can be big, some can be medium, some can be small. Whatever name you want to call it, it's going to be that kind of program. It's going to run for a week, for a few days, like between 48 to 72 hours. We can pick any time. We'll tell you the dates. So we know it's within that 3 days to 5 days, within that place. So you start fixing the dates and everything. So as a regional head, as a zonal head, as a whatever level nation head and all of that, understand, you can plan to have 20 of such centers, 200 of such centers. If we have if we have 50 leaders, we have about 50 in this meeting for 7. We have 50 leaders that have 20 centers, that's 1,000. We are free to attack it. So we're expecting a minimum of 20 different centers. And it's so easy. You can do more. You can even do all, because all I've said is what it is. It can even be a party. It can be a tea party. It can be a game night. It can be anything. But it's within that period. And we have our videos. We're going to be streaming live. But we're going to, for all that period, so you connect. So whatever you are doing around it is okay. So 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour is all okay. And we streamline. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be beautiful. So that means the people you got that are engaging with you during this DSD are the ones that are going to form part of your workforce for those centers after DSD. That is the strategy. That's our focus for DSD. This March DSD. 24 hours, we are running this thing. We are running this thing. So our committee will start thinking the command centers managers. We know we have the command center leaders for Facebook, Twitter, all of them. Do you understand? They are going to start, so they are hearing me, start working on creative content. Because the content that will make somebody do something, say something. We just want them to say something to engage. Because at the end of this DST, we want everyone to be able to say, Pastor, I was able to get into my group 100 new people, 500 new people, 1,000 new people, 300 new people, 200 new people, 80 new people, 150 new people. Just more than what you had before. Wow. So you now start grooming them. So we're going to be sending short videos, grooming them every day. You're going to be grooming them every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Until by the time we give you the date for the night of 1,000 impacts. You say, Pastor, this one is going to work for this kind of people. Prayer. This one is going to work for this kind of people. Movie night. This one is going to work for this one. Whatever. A night of 1,000 impacts. And from there, we start fellowships. Because that is it. You tell them as you have done it. After we finish the night of 1,000 impacts, all those presenters, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the office, whether it's in the venue, every week they should meet for 30 minutes to 1 hour. What are they doing? Reading Rhapsody of Realities. Fellowship has started. So from a night of 1,000 impacts into a night of 1,000 impact fellowships or churches under your zones, regions, and everything. You can send your report to your zonal pastor. Say, Pastor, picture. Because those are gathered picture. What will happen? So Chris told us this year, first thing, we are reaching the last lost soul. Can you see the strategy? So this DS is not just distributed. It's engagement, bro. It's engagement. It's engagement, pastor. It's engagement, deacon, whoever, whatever the title is. If there's an apostle here, it's engagement. Glory to God. That is what we are focusing on this month. Praise the Lord. So we are looking at having by this. So when we say you are successful as a regional head, we are talking about you are successful as a zonal head. So every member in your group, every member in your group, all right? You understand? You break down the goal. So what you can say, every member should get at least 20 people to engage with you with your post for DST. Write it down, Sister Rita. Every member. So if 100 people in your group that are doing DST with you, 100 times 20, that is 2,000. Do you get it? And then everybody should join this group. You have your link. Either it's a Facebook link, Instagram group. Group. Not pages. Groups. Telegram group. Green app group. Whatever group. They are joining your groups. Groups. Do you get it now?
Yes.
That's how we're going to do. So we're going to measure the success on how many. So yeah, we're going to measure the success on how many. Every member in your group. You understand? Then we want to know how those of you here already, you already have people in different nations. We did that mathematics statistics at the beginning of the year, but we did not consolidate it. So we want to consolidate that material. Take note of this. I'm giving you this assignment specifically. We want everyone to speak to us immediately. The countries that you have people already. No, you already have it. 117 countries. So the remaining countries, we need those countries must finish them this DSD. So that we have 242 nations. 200, because our 9 of the 1,000 impacts must cover all the 242 nations. So we already have 117. So that's just fantastic. So 50%. We're going to finish it up this DSD. So you have the list. So that list will post on the regional groups, zonal groups, and all the groups. We have to intentionally start looking for people from those countries. We have to look for one nation leader has 15. I know some have plenty. Yes, I know some. I know even them past spaceman has it's more than 15. It's a sister. Fantastic. You have people in those places. It's very important. Then also when they know that they have to engage 20 and you give them a link, so they will send you the report. So that means as they are sending the engagement reports, we are now they are leading them to that group. Then we want to have 1 million, is it 1 million downloads of the Rhapsody app this DSD. Say, Pastor, that's a lot. No, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. That's the truth. We've calculated how many zones we have in the ministry and the campus zones. So we've calculated it. So based on our calculation, we already know how many everybody should do. So we are looking at every zone should be able to give us 10,000 new downloads. That's it. Because if every zone gives us 10,000 new downloads for this DSD, divided by 10,000. Yeah. We have 100 zones and campus. In fact, the 100 zones and campus zones is 160 or 150. So it's even going to exceed. So every zone should give us 10,000 downloads. 10,000. So what do? You break it down. If you have 100 members in your group, that means every member should work on maybe at least 100 downloads. Yes, this DSD. So within that 24 hours. So this, as I said, this DSD is different. It's not just post. There's a goal. Each member must have 20 new people that engage and join your groups. 20. Each member in your teams. If you say, Pastor, I'm the only one. Well, blessed are you. It's okay. You can grow, right? Yes. And each zone, each group should have at least 2,000 new people in your groups. You see, I'm making it simple. 2,000. Because you can have more people. If you have more people, that will be more. But at least a minimum of 2,000. That's 2,000 comments and engagements. Then downloads, each person, a minimum of 100 downloads within that 24 hours of DSD. And each group, each zone, or national head, or a minimum of 10,000 downloads. So those are the goals. We're going to make them to e-cards and post them by tomorrow. Do you understand? So we have the downloads goal, we have the engagement goals, but not just engagement, to move them into the groups. We are helping your zone, man. We're helping your judge. That's what we are doing. I don't need Pastor. Where's Pastor Trusan? Does he have the pictures of those crusades that he did last year? One of the churches he started. You understand? It's one of, it's our very first. I hope you have, if you have the picture, our first Rhapsody Influencers Network Impact Fellowship Center. A building that is being built. Yes, Pastor, you're not giving updates on it. So you'll be amazed at the miracles that's going to happen after these things, I'm telling you. People will give you land. People will give you building. People will pay for top partners of Rhapsody. Top partners will come from all this year, all these things that you're starting. They will come and they'll spring forth. So you must get these people. 2,000 per group. 20 engagement per person. 100 downloads of the app per person. 10,000 downloads of the app per group. Then you will now start, we start educating them what they should do in your group so that they can start getting ready for the 95,000 impacts. So what is the result of the 95,000 impacts? Minimum per group, at least 20 centers. Because 20 times 50 groups, 1,000. 20 centers. So start planning for your 20. Say, Pastor, 20, only 20. I can do 100. Please go ahead, my brother. This all things I'm saying are minimum goals. Minimum. All right, so don't say only 20. In fact, do more. We'll be delighted. Then, once we have it, they will now become immediately 1,000. Each of them 20 impact fellowships under the Rhapsody Influencers Network, EWCA Zone 8. Under the Rhapsody Influencers Network, Lagos Zone 5. Under the Rhapsody Network, Northwest. You get what I'm saying? Tell your pastor, say, Pastor, come and check out. Check us out. North, southeast, north, west, south, not all those zones, Belle Coast, Caraba. You know, they think it's just online. Online has become physical. Online has become physical. And as we pray, as we raise them, some of them, you will see top partners. The top partner, I told you the top partner, when we are talking, Pastor Trusa, when he's talking because from experience. When I'm talking from experience, I came here with nothing. The top partner of the ministry, the whole ministry, globally, not perhaps so, the top partner, came from Suriname. How did you do it? My husband woke up, Pastor Luis woke up, our zona pastor, and said, the Holy Spirit said we should start a church in Suriname. I said, Suriname, do you know the name? He said, he has never had the name before. God gave him the name of the country in his dream. He wrote it down. I said, Suriname, we now need to check map. Hey, there's a country called Suriname. So we now called one of our staff, go on Facebook and start looking for Suriname, looking for anybody in Suriname, groups of Suriname, anything Suriname. That's why I say groups in Suriname. So we now start Googling and everything. Found groups, small groups, big groups, different groups. We now start contacting them one by one, sending them Rhapsody, contacting them. That's how we got some people. And from there, we got some people. They understand. We now told them we are coming to Suriname. We called all of them. We are coming to Suriname. We sent someone. Pastor Luis went to Suriname physically. When he got to Suriname, we put them. We called them. We are here. We got hall. They came. How many? Is it 30, 40? That was it. From online to physical, 30, 40. Then we now, Pastor Luis was there for like a few weeks, came back. We left somebody there to handle the church. That's how they handled the church. Then you were watching program. You were looking program. That's how Mr. Number One Partner, he joined the church 1 year, gave the biggest in the whole of world. So what will happen to your zone? What will happen to your work? Jessica, Anaku, what will happen? Now, Miss Hill. What will happen? That's what we are doing. Are you getting me now? Praise God. Now, sponsorship. How will this one lead to sponsorship? As you can see, you have heard what I just said. You have said, So I'll give you more information on that next meeting. Now, for the Rhapsody app, you've got to get people to download. Now, when you have in that your group, you understand? What we said is 10,000 words,
downloads. Yes, and I said at least 10% should create study groups on the app, because the group, the study app, the Rhapsody app now has study groups link. The link, study groups. We want to start creating community in the app. Now, as we create community, is this lady speaking Spanish? Hey, she doesn't hear what I'm saying. Why are we not transcribing? They don't transcribe them. Zoom transcribes.
Well, that's not Zoom.
It's not Zoom. You understand? That's the recording. You translate it and send it to the different countries. Plus the people in China for CLBZ, Brazil, everybody, and Portugal. Okay. And all of that. No, it's not Lele, it's another lady, Beatrice.
Oh, Beatrice speaks Spanish.
She speaks Spanish. Yeah, so we have to do Spanish, French, all those countries. Yeah. Now, so that is how we're going to do it. So when we do that, then we want to start gradually creating our own community, our own world in the app. And the good thing about this, you understand, is that every action, we're working on the technology very well so that it's seamless. Because we want every action, whether they buy a book, whether they subscribe, whether they buy a study plan, anything will go into your zonal link. Do you get it now? We'll go into your zonal record for sponsorship of Rhapsody. That's our goal. That's how we want to do it. That's how we want to do it. Praise the Lord. So, and that's just one way. We have a lot of other monetization plans that we're going to be telling you later on, but this is not the meeting for it. Because I want us to get this thing out of it. Once we do this one, then we go into the Night of a Thousand Impact and we send up reports to the man of God, to report to your zonal pastor, report to your group pastor. I mean, come on. Do you understand? Yeah, people know that we are not playing this DSD. In fact, they will give you the ozone. They say, oh, the ozone. Follow him. Follow her. Follow her. Ah, yes. Yes. Praise God. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. All right. So, is there any question before I say the few things? I want to talk a little bit about healing streams. Is there any question? Okay, while we are preparing our questions, Healing Streams is coming up this weekend. Yes. Please send your questions. You can type it out. Send it to the DSD Secretariat. Or you can send it on the question comment segment here. You can send it as well. Any questions you have. Praise the Lord. So that I can just read them at once. You don't need to speak. You just type it out. Or you can send it to DSD 2026 on King's Chat. Yeah. Now, so that's our goal. So I believe it's clear. Everything I said is clear. I believe it's clear. So in summary, I said the structure, the spirituality of your work, your profitability, growth. So you're not doing it for man, you're doing it for yourself. You're not even doing it for God. If you think about it very well, the unprofitable servant, he was cast into outer darkness, but the master was still fine. So it was actually for himself. Then I talked about our DSD strategy. Creative content that will make people say yes, amen, glory, hallelujah. Do you get it? That is it. Why? Because every member has a goal. 20 engagements into the group. Which group? Your groups. Whether it's Facebook group, whatever group. 20, yeah? WhatsApp group, whatever. Then they move in there. Then 2,000 at the least. Yes. Per group. Then I said the downloads of the Rhapsody app, key 100 downloads per person with a conversion of 10%. That means 100 downloads, 20 study groups, 10,000 downloads. 100 downloads, 10 study groups at least. Then 10,000 downloads, 1,000. Don't sit down and create, you can't even create multiple study groups, it's per account, so it's even good like that. You encourage them to create the study groups. We have short videos that will help you to do this very well. Now, there's something else I missed out in the last DSD, which I'm emphasizing. DSD is, you know, it's 8 hours. We did that 48 hours thing. But this time around, we're going to, every slot is 3 hours. Okay. But we're going to do 2 hour slots. Then the remaining 1 hour is for something else. And it is for what? It is for using your
either it's the Green app, either it is Telegram, either it is email, either it is SMS, all of them to engage. Engage. So, because in our resource center, we had it last time, but many of you didn't use it. We want you to, because when I finished my 2 hours, I should bring out my phone. This phone alone has over 600 phone numbers, and send messages to them, to download the link, to whatever information we give to you. You get it. You can translate it to any other language. You see that this is going to go up. It's about to go up 6%. It's about to go. Can I have the charger? Do you understand? Yes. So that's going to be SMS engagements. At least 100 SMS engagements. At least 100 email engagements. Please write it down. At least 100 SMS engagements. Minimum. It should be 200, 300. At least 100 SMS engagements. At least 100 email engagements. At least 100 chat engagements, like DMs on the Green app, DMs on Telegram, and then on groups that you belong to. All groups you belong to. So that's the remaining 1 hour. Praise the Lord. So everybody has to do it on your status. You post on your status on the Green app, post on your status on Telegram, you post on your status. You understand? Yeah. We are not saying King's Chat because all of us are in King's Chat. It's our family, it's our home. Praise the Lord. But all these other platforms is where the world is, the world that requires salvation. This world requires salvation. My brothers and sisters, the world requires salvation, and we have the answer. It's going to go up. Okay, log me on the other device. All right, hurry up. You understand? So that's it. So 2 hours for the social media work, then 1 hour for the SMS, emails, chatting groups, at least 100 people each. 100 people each. Praise the Lord. This is going to even help to achieve your goals of engagement that we discussed. So we are helping you to do more and get more results. Praise the Lord. To do more and get more results within the 3 hours. So, all right, so I had to change my phone. Okay, right, so that's it. So I'm so excited about what's going to happen this DLT, because it's more intentional, it has number goals. It has number goals, it has growth goals, it has goals in numbers. So it's more intentional. It's more intentional. Praise the Lord. So DLT March edition. Do you understand? Engaging from online to physical. Join us. Please, have you written it down, Secretariat? DLT March edition. Engaging from online to physical. Yes, so our promo is going to have all that information and all of that. Our promos are coming out very soon. So this is what we have. So DLT is next week. Start planning for it. It's going to be on Friday, 20th, right? Yes, 20, running to Saturday. The way we do it, you know how we do it. We start midnight. That's Thursday midnight. We start Thursday midnight. That is 12 a.m. Friday. We start 12 a.m. Have you? Thursday midnight. We start Thursday midnight and we run to Saturday midnight. Yes, and our command centers are going to be live, just like we did last time. We are even adding more command centers from other social media platforms, and it's going to be more effective because they are all here in this meeting. They are hearing me, so it's going to be more effective. You're going to see the video. You're going to see. They're going to be showing you their pages. It's going to be more visual. Not just words, you know, many times you are just hearing them, or you're going to be so when you bring in your people, even if they've never done anything before in their life, do you understand? They would be able to do something. So it's going to be more, yes, and there won't be any downtime at all because of the strategy that we have put in place.
You understand? So I've had a meeting with them, so they are aware of that. And I hope they are already working on it, on their content. Praise the Lord. Engagement content that produces results. Praise the Lord. In preparation for a night of 1,000 impacts. So this Friday is what? This Friday is Healing Streams Life Healing Services. And like I said during the Ring Rally on Monday, not only are we supposed to be part of it and publicize it, we're already doing it. Thank you so much. We also have our special graphics. Use our graphics because we are driving traffic to my stream space and we are boosting on my stream space. Praise the Lord. Yes, we also want you to, yes, I will explain that in a moment. And we also want you to take advantage of it to increase your partnership by crowd boosting. So my group, we're going to do at least one wonder for these healing streams. A wonder is 3,000 SPs. So if you want to do, that will reach about, that will reach about, let's see, 1,400 reaches 10 SPs. 100 SPs, 1,000 SPs times 3. That will reach 420,000 people. So you can say, okay, let's at least do one wonder. You can say that. You understand? Part team can say, okay, that is so small. I mean, one wonder. It will be digital. It will be diamond. But at the least, if you don't do anything, do at least one wonder. Do at least one wonder for the healing streams. So have a meeting with your guys, with your team. And if you say, Pastor, I'm the only one, but you have told me that one is enough, they have a meeting with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will direct you on what to do. Create your account on my stream space. Share your crowd boosting link to all your family, friends, loved ones, people you love, people that love Rhapsody, people that love God, that love Jesus, colleagues, neighbors. And say, we're having a healing stream. I want to reach 400,000 people. You understand? And you know how the crowd boosting link works. You all know how it works. I know all of that. So you just share it and they'll click on it and they'll see your name. Hey, Brother Prosper is trying to reach people, millions, you know, with healing. And then they'll put in their details, give any amount, even 100 naira, work, 1,000 naira, 5,000. But you share it and work towards achieving a wonder with that link. I think that would be very nice, right? Work towards it. So every of your members, imagine every of your members doing it. If you have, let me see, if you have, let's say, because I know. So 150,000 SPs is a digital diamond. Mm. So that means if I have, let's see, 150,000 divided by 3,000 SPs. That means if I have only 50 people, wow, 50 people that do wonder for healing streams. Hey! Bam! Boom! Now, some people may give another calculation for you. This is digital diamond. The normal diamond is 300,000 SPs. Digital diamond is 150,000 SPs. Who is going to achieve this? Who is? Barlow's K? Oh! I can see our zona pastors praying for me. Ah, Pastor Pisi, thank you so much. Eh? That's what Brother Samson Emeka has become. Hey? Light for life mission. Hey, glory. No kubonga. Hey, Abad CL. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. This is so easy. Yeah. So get involved. Get into it, man. Get into it. Your boss. Your business partner. You know, we're having a healing program. You know, in my heart, I really want to bring healing to people. Children are suffering. Or Just any amount, uncle. I've sent the link to you. Thank you. Then you sleep midnight. You write all the names of the people you send the links to. You call their name in midnight. It's not midnight. There's something about midnight prayer. Jesus prayed midnight. Uncle, Bagbaja, Auntie, so. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, angels everywhere, Rakoliaska, my crowd boosting link is producing. You speak in tongues for 1 hour. There's something about speaking in tongues for 1 hour. There's something about it. So I think we have to do this 1 hour with all of them. Let's plan it. If we can do it maybe Thursday nights. Today's Tuesday. We can do it Wednesday nights. Tomorrow nights. Oh, no. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Midweek service. No, that's the reason why I should do it. But that's the reason why I should do it.
So we can start tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, no, not this night, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, midnight Nigerian time. No, don't go in that direction, please. I don't like that. Now, midnight, tomorrow night, midnight to 1 a.m. Nigerian time. Nigerian time. I'll join you in prayer. So we're going to speak in tongues for 1 hour. 1 hour. So make Icard, Stamatida, Icard. 1 hour. Hey, hey, hey. So start telling all your members, tell them now, 1 hour prayer. They should write the names of all the crowd boosters, write the name of all the people they're thinking of, write the name, Rako the Hernandez Cabasco, Rakalaba Zonta. Then we will speak in tongues. We will speak in tongues. Glory to God. I'm telling you what is going to happen. You know why I'm excited? Because I can see in my spirit. I can see. That's how I came back that day. And I told Pastor Luis, I said, Pastor Luis, let's have this meeting. I know it's 6 weeks to the end of the ministry year. I know we have done only 300,000 copies as a zone. But let's have this meeting. We had a meeting in 6 weeks from 300,000 copies to 6.5 million copies sponsored. You're hearing me? You're hearing me? Oh, Peter Madis, don't just clap. Oh, join the prayer. And all your people, bring them to pray. We will pray for these healing streams. Our crowd boosting wonders, galore, digital December, digital diamonds flying everywhere. Blessed be God. Rakon, tell him, I'm so excited. That's what's going to happen. Yes, we'll pray like Jesus prayed. We'll get the answer that Jesus got. Because as he is, so are we. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time this weekend. Hidden streams. It's going to be a great time next week. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great time next week as well. Yes, it's going to be a great time.
Let's go. Thank you, Lord. Nothing can stop this. Nothing can slow it down. Nothing can hinder you. Nothing can distract you. Nothing can get you discouraged. Nothing. Your eyes is set on the mark. Nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are the confessing Christian, confessing victories. We do not complain. We do not grumble. We are not lazy. We are not lukewarm. Yes, we are full of the Spirit. Yeah. All right. I hope you all know about the stream battle. How many of you know about the stream battle? The stream battle. I need people to send another group immediately. Right, I'm speaking. The stream battle video. Stream battle. Content creators versus content creators. People are going on with thousands of recipes. I'm telling you, we bring content creators from other ministries from everywhere. As long as they are Christians, they love God, whatever. Bring your content. Bring your brand. Educational, it can be lifestyle, it can be food, it can be clothing, it can be fashion, it can be whatever, it can be music, it can be anything. Hallelujah. Stream battles. If you know people in the ministry, in your zones, or you know people in anywhere, and the content creators on social media, tell them to register for the stream battle. Everyone is a winner, because during the stream battle, they can raise income. Everyone is a winner. They are raising income as it's going, as it's happening. People are giving them money. Giving them for 12 hours. People are giving them money. I'm telling you, we are launching a new version of my stream space for the stream battle. Hey, it is amazing with our app, the my stream space app. It is awesome. So these are going to be the first. So we are launching. So it's not just for boosting and ministry programs. It's for content creators. Some of us have had challenges saving our videos. Do this thing. We have solved everything. We have done a fabulous new work. And there are some other features you will see on it, which I'm not going to talk. Monetization on. On my stream space. I'm telling you. They will leave Instagram. They will leave TikTok. They will leave Snapchat and come and sit down in my stream space. What we are doing for them. What we are planning. They won't believe it. So anyone you know, content creator, is begging you for money. He doesn't have to say, tell them, pack your luggage, come here. Even the one that say, right now, we have senior content creators with 10 million, 15 million, 20 million followers that are joining the stream battle. I'm telling you, we have some in Australia, in Nigeria, in West Africa, in East Africa, everywhere in the US, they're joining. God has given us so much grace for this event. So any content, and if you're a content creator too, you understand? Well, get ready for the stream battle. So it's called battle.mystreamspace.org. So post the video on all the regional groups everywhere. Post the video, post the graphics, and let them spread the word. Hallelujah. Because it's all our platform. It's part of our digital products. For the Rhapsody Influencers Network and for DSD. Amen. Yes. I'm so excited because the new features, I want to say it, but I don't say it. I want you to see it with your eyes when it comes. See it. Say, wow. But it is monetization, an economy. We are creating an economy on my stream space. A 360 economy. It's going to be beautiful. There's a whole lot. This year, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. This year, record what I'm saying. As long as you listen to what I'm saying, souls you will have, money you will have. Go and write it down. And what you require is people. You've got to have people. The more people you have, the more impact for the gospel and the more money you will make in Rhapsody Influencers Network. Yes. We are adding value. I had a meeting with our director, the director of Rhapsody Influencers Network. He's about some things. And I said, what about the Rhapsody Influencers? He's always thinking about you guys. What about the Rhapsody Influencers?
What about that? So she said, what about the Rhapsody? I said, ah, Pastor. See, yeah, that one distributing Rhapsody every day. What about them? She's always thinking about you guys. Always. Just like the Lord, because we are the one really distributing Rhapsody. Because the digital space, everybody knows. There's nobody that will say, hey, I've seen this book. Ah, I've seen it on WhatsApp somewhere. I've seen it somewhere. Yeah, it's the Rhapsody influencers. So all the ones that are doing it and they are not part of us, tell them they are missing. In fact, some of them are joining us. The guy, the lady that owns it, I don't want to mention it. She's very popular on social media. He said, hey, I had the stream battle. Can I join? I said, oh, so you want to join this one? Eh? They are reaching out to us because the work of creating content and getting views and making money on other social media, it is work. Because the only way they know is the way they know. They will do content because it's saturated. My students is not starting to fresh. So you get it now. It's fresh. It's not saturated. There will be superstars there. So before it gets saturated, this is the time. Because we're going to have millions of content creators on it. So before I get there, this is the time for any serious content creator to move and have an account and be active. Stream space. So they can stream, they can post their VOD videos, and whatever. Praise the Lord. So much to say, so much said. Where are the questions, please? Any questions? All right. Won't take questions. Taking more time than I planned. So I would like to round up in 5 minutes. Yeah. So don't forget our prayers. Don't forget our goals. Is Pastor True here? Pastor True, are you here? Praise God. There are no questions. Is that possible to have a meeting with no questions? Did I so explain? It's like, so explain. Is Pastor True there? I must have so thoroughly explained you. All right. Happy. You know, there are two things. Either you don't understand anything I said, or you understood. I have no questions. So, which one is it? If it is that you understood very well, you have sent those things that have been flying up and down. How did they do it? All right. Okay. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Tilius. Thank you, Raymond. Okay. So, you understood. Only 3 people understood. Carrie, thank you. Leye, thank you. Adeyemi, thank you. You understood. You understood. No, you understood. They understood. Nako Bonga. Thank you. Thank you. Jessica understands. Thank you. Blessed. Yoma understood. Blessed. Oh, fantastic. So you so understood, Richard Williams. Richard Williams, congratulations for your program in UK with Pastor True, Emily, Matthews, Jerry, Naomi. You all understood. Praise the Lord. Now, the final thing I'd like you to do is to drop a chat to let us know that you attended it. That was what we were supposed to have started with, actually. We wanted to know the regional heads that were there. Do you have the attendance of this? How do you know? You see the screenshots? Okay, so you have it, so you can know. Fine. We wanted to know those that were here from the previous zones and missions. Okay, spirit man, are you here? Okay, the captains. All right. Praise God. Let us pray. Let's pray. There's no questions. Let us pray. So I'm going to be posting on graphics all the information we shared today. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful meeting we've had. We have been inspired. Thank you, Father. We have been strengthened. We have been edified. And our vision is clear. Our vision is clear. Clear. And we're here to do. Thank you. Thank you for the knowledge of the glory of God covered the earth and the waters covered the sea. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Finish praying. All right. Have a beautiful night. See you tomorrow, midnight Nigerian time, for our 1 hour prayer, like we have discussed.
Amen.
See you. Bye. We're going to post the recording of this video. We're going to post it on the group so that you can get your other team members to watch it. Please don't share this video on social media. Maybe we should not post it. It's just for your members in your groups to listen to if you want to. It's not really So don't share it on social media. Thank you so much for your time. I love you all. Bye.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.